Nanao and I have just got back from the Pinacates, and so it's a little hard to come from where you could hear absolutely no sounds the last day of any piece of civilization, and then suddenly land and have all these little things going on. And so what I'd like to simply say is, rather than give you a biography of Nanao, say that he has become a languages poet rather than a language poet, and believes very much that you speak in the language of the culture you're in. So everything will be in English today. And when Nanao was in front of 40,000 people in Czechoslovakia, he read his poems in Czechoslovakian. He knows classic Chinese as well as Japanese, as well as a few other languages. And so that really, to me, tells you a little bit that while certain poets keep on going deeper and deeper into the finer and finer points of some kind of pure English, there's a whole other way of doing it, which is to diversify yourself and to go completely out into the planet as it exists with all of its cultures and languages. And that's really what you will should really know about Nanao. He's been very active in saving diversity, if you want to call it that, either the Ainu in Hokkaido, Okinawan folk songs from all over Japan, as well as the land that produced those things, which is the Suwanose Island, a small island in southern Japan, Akaro Reef, one of the last large remaining coral reefs that America was going to put an airstrip on, old forests in Hokkaido. So it's really a pleasure, since I work all my life to maintain certain kinds of diversity on the planet and stop homogenization of language, culture, themes, and all that, to be a friend of Nanao. And I think you'll find, as opposed to some of the other poets I even saw listed on the university readings, that this will not be an internalized, how deep can we get into the mind, let's work out all of our problems through love and sex and in the urban bedroom, but try to move kind of out into the wilds, where those kinds of species anxieties and concerns kind of disappear a little bit, and one can look for a little bit more purity in a verbal landscape as well as a Earth planet landscape. And so that's really the biography that I'd like to give, and here's my good friend Nanao Sakaki.